This is the Fantasy Lowdown on American Airlines Patriots.com radio. Who to start? Who to sit? Who's a sleeper and who's a bust? A weekly look at the upcoming weekend in fantasy football from a Patriots perspective.
Back to throw, look, fires over the middle. Caught, rush, 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 touchdown. Welcome.
And from all around the NFL.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it. It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald.
Ask your fantasy questions, hear from the experts, and let us be your weekly cheat sheet. Now, here's our resident fantasy geek. Guru Brian Lowe.
Well, you've come to the right place for your fantasy football advice, know-how, knowledge, all the above. It's the Fantasy Lowdown here on Patriots.com radio. Thanks for checking us out. My name is Brian Lowe from Patriots.com and Patriots Today. I am the fantasy in-house expert, although my fantasy teams from this year wouldn't quite show it that way. But we'll get to that in a little bit. We have a brand new producer with us on the other side of the wall, and we had a fantasy battle ourselves this past weekend. Sort of a confidence booster for me is kind of the way it turned out. We'll get to that in a bit. Week 7 on the NFL slate. That's right. Week 7 on the NFL slate, and boy, are we just flying through this season. Amazing that we're 6 weeks down already, and so much to talk about, so much to get to. What's great about the fantasy football world is, you know, raise your hand if back in August you thought that some of the key names in the fantasy football world on October 21st would be Chris Ivory, Denario Alexander, Danny Woodhead. These are all big factors in fantasy football right now. And if you're slacking off, you're missing out. You're missing out on some key waiver wire pickups, and hard to imagine that any team out there is really able to get by too well without waiver wire pickups like those names I just mentioned. Really, I mean, who knew who these guys were, let alone what team they were on or what kind of impact they'd have on a team's offense? I mean, here in New England, the name Danny Woodhead was maybe known from Hard Knocks, but he was a guy on the Jets. Now, he's not only a pickup by the Patriots, but he's one of their leading yardage guys in a key game against the Ravens. Denario Alexander comes from out of nowhere, an undrafted free agent who, you know, I remembered the name from the build-up to the draft, and he's with the Rams, and Mark Clayton goes down. We hear all these names like Danny Amendola, Lawrence Robinson, Brandon Gibson, Marty Gilliard, guys who might be picking up the slack and might be targets of Sam Bradford's. And then Denario Alexander comes from out of nowhere with a big game last week. I think I read somewhere that he signed a virtually unheard of 4-year contract coming off the practice squad. Unbelievable. But he's certainly a guy to watch out for. And then Chris Ivory, the Super Bowl champion Saints, have an injury to Pierre Thomas, an injury to Reggie Bush, and undrafted Chris Ivory is now their leading rusher and a guy that, if he's still available in the waiver wire on your league, go get him. Go get him. New Orleans hosts Cleveland this week. Cleveland, the 23rd-ranked rushing offense in the league. Chris Ivory is the guy for New Orleans right now. Go get him. Danny Woodhead, hey, go get him. I mean, listen, he's obviously a factor both in the running game and in the passing game for the Patriots. Week 1, he has a touchdown. You think maybe fluke. Week 2, another touchdown. Huh, maybe this guy's a factor. You know, Fred Taylor's been out. Kevin Fox done for the year. This past week, he has 60-some-odd rushing yards, 50-some-odd passing yards. He's not a guy to look past. I'm dead serious. He's not a guy to look past. So those are just some of the names that are suddenly on fantasy radars, and they better be on your radar if you want to make some hay in your league this year. Webradio at Patriots.com. We are email-driven. Many of you listen to us every week. Many of you email into us every week. You know the drill. We want to hear from you at webradio@patriots.com. If you've never emailed in or you're a first-time listener, we want to hear from you. We want to know what is troubling you this week in fantasy football. What big question marks do you have on your team as far as who to start and who to sit? I'm not a scary guy to talk to, and if you want to call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-543-7482.
I think that leaves to be determined, right?
I was hoping you weren't listening. That's Jason behind the glass, our new old producer. Jason has really moved up in the world, and we've had Kevin behind the glass, and Kevin has contributed. But I think Kevin is out on the road with your New England Revolution tonight in their season finale. So we've got Jason, a little blast from the past. And I know Jason's had this date circled on his calendar for a while. He was hoping, however, that this would be a Thursday after he defeated me in fantasy football. Unfortunately for him, he lost by about 30 in our big head-to-head matchup. Of course, Jason had only improvement possible this year after his big offer.
Wasn't over. I won two games last year in the B-low league.
Don't interrupt me. After his big offer to start the season. But it was really more than a start to the season. It was about, what, 12 weeks in that you finally got a win?
I think so.
Something like that.
It ruined my bid to go over the year.
Which is really a something to shoot for. It really is. Anyways, Jason will contribute as well in the next hour, and we may have other guests here in studio as well. But as we often do, we have a bunch of emails already in the inbox, and we like to waste no time. We waste no time here on the Fantasy Lowdown getting right to your emails. The first one is from Glenn. Glenn says, "Hi, I listened to your show but have never written in. This is my second year of fantasy football and still don't really have a clue." I don't know about that, Glenn. "I'm in a 16-team fantasy league. I'm bottom of my division with a 2-4 record. I'd probably be top if I selected my team better. Seems like every week I leave my best player on the bench. Could you please help me with who I should start? Also, any help, trade or anything, would be hugely appreciated." All right, Glenn, we are here to help, and I most enjoy helping someone like you who listens to the show frequently and finally is emailing in and obviously, you know, is trying to work through the bumps and bruises of being an early, just a second-year guy. You know, he's kind of the Darius Butler, let's say, of the fantasy football world. You know, promise in his first year, encouraging signs, but hitting some bumps in the road this year. Not all bad, but just hitting some bumps in the road. Anyway, here's Glenn's team. Going with his starters first. I take it these are probably his regular, you know, all things being equal starters. Kevin Cobb at quarterback. Maurice Jones-Drew and Ryan Matthews at running back. Greg Jennings, Brandon Marshall, and Roddy White at wide receiver. Todd Heap at tight end. Josh Scobie as the kicker and San Fran's defense. And then on the bench, Michael Vick, Javid Best, Marshawn Lynch, Mike Thomas, Rob the Gronk, I guess, wrote that wrong, and Aaron Hernandez. All right, well, Glenn, first of all, I'd say thumbs up to you on your quarterback situation, other than when Philadelphia, you know, has a bye week. But Kevin Cobb and Michael Vick, hey, listen, Andy Reid has been just all over the map, and plus they've had injuries in terms of who's the starting quarterback. So a smart move, and Glenn, I think this is a smart move, have both Cobb and Vick in your on your roster. They're both very good quarterbacks, and whoever the starter is going to be for Philadelphia in any given week is a worthwhile starting quarterback. So what you can do is, if Philadelphia plays at 1 o'clock, if they play at 4:15, if they play on Sunday night, just monitor the situation. You should be able to know by midweek or late in the week who's going to be the starter. Rarely does a team have, or a good team like this, have the question of who's going to start at quarterback go all the way to game time. However, that happens. But you've got both guys. You're fine. Kevin Cobb is the guy this week. He's going to start. You've got no worries there. I mean, they're at Tennessee, a good defense, but you don't sit Kevin Cobb if he's the starter for Philly. Your running backs, Maurice Jones-Drew, Ryan Matthews. Hey, I feel your pain on the frustration of Ryan Matthews. I was so high on the Chargers' rookie running back going into the season, I took him in the second round of one of my drafts. And I have since picked up Mike Tolbert, but I've really struggled with the question of who to start each week. I think we're going to finally start settling into a Ryan Matthews groove. So I think you're safe with Maurice Jones-Drew and Ryan Matthews. Javid Best, Marshawn Lynch, those are good guys to have on your bench. Javid Best started out really strong. He struggled more recently. Keep him. Hang on to him. I think we're going to see some good stuff out of him. And Marshawn Lynch, I thought that was a really good move for Seattle, and I think he's going to take over that starting job for Seattle. Had decent production last week, but you know, you're in decent shape at running back. I like it. Now, as far as your wide receivers, listen, Greg Jennings should be the primary target for Aaron Rodgers most weeks. Gets frustrating, but you're going to want to stick with him. Brandon Marshall, disappointing as far as the touchdown production so far. Stick with him. Roddy White, one of the best of the bunch. You're going to be fine there. I really do think you're going to be okay there. And Mike Thomas is not a bad guy on your bench. You know, I look at the rankings from Roto World this week, and Roddy White is the number one receiver, Brandon Marshall number three, and Greg Jennings number eight. You've got three of the top eight ranked wide receivers for this week. I think you're okay. And, you know, as far as Mike Thomas, certainly a tough situation now there because it looks like Todd Bowman might be the starting quarterback for Jacksonville. That certainly knocks Mike Thomas down a couple of pegs, quite a few pegs probably. And you know, there's probably not much trade value for him necessarily, I wouldn't think. But, you know, I wouldn't cut him quite yet. And then tight end, listen, Todd Heap having a good year. Had the, you know, was on the receiving end of that brutal Brandon Merriweather hit the other day. Good chance he doesn't play this week. As far as Gronkowski and Hernandez with the Patriots, you know, tough call to have both of them because Gronkowski's production has been low. He's got a couple of touchdowns, whereas Hernandez is clearly the guy targeted more, and I know the time is going to come soon that he's going to be a guy that gets into the end zone. He's just so good after the catch. So, you know, you could probably, you could clearly use an upgraded tight end in terms of finding one of those every week tight ends. They're dwindling, though, and we'll get to Dallas Clark, Jermichael Finley, Antonio Gates. These guys are really going down quickly and rapidly, but there's a lot of good tight ends out there. I don't know if you need all three of the guys that you have, but you could use an upgrade. Now, if you want to boost some of your, you know, running back wide receiver depth, the names that I mentioned at the beginning of the show are the guys to look at. Chris Ivory, if you're looking at a running back. Denario Alexander, if you're looking at a wide receiver. A couple of other names to keep in mind. Patrick Creighton with San Diego, who the Patriots face this week. And thank you very much, Glenn, for the email. I hope we're helping you out there. And here's some waiver wire pickups, you know, to consider. With the injury situation in San Diego, Antonio Gates, he's probably going to play this week but going to be limited. Malcolm Floyd, Legadu Nane, even Craig Davis. Really, all of their receivers are banged up. Patrick Creighton has emerged as potentially the number one receiver in some of these games, including Sunday against the Patriots. And we know the troubles that the Patriots secondary has had. Patrick Creighton is an interesting candidate to pick up off the waiver wire this week. If you have some troubles at wide receiver and the bye weeks this week, there's some pretty good offenses. Detroit, Indianapolis, the Jets, and Houston. So a lot of people might be looking for that boost at wide receiver, and I like Patrick Creighton this week. Bill Belichick has talked these past couple days, and so have some Patriots players, about the fact that the Chargers love going for that deep ball regardless of which wide receivers are at the opposite end. And the number of wide receivers that are going down in San Diego, just by default, we're looking at Patrick Creighton as a guy who could be a big factor this week. Another guy I like is Seattle's Mike Williams. Love the matchup for Seattle's passing game this week, home against Arizona. Arizona has a very poor defense, very poor pass defense. Seattle very good at home, and even though Hasselbeck has been so-so this year, he's, you know, the Mike Williams factor is Mike Williams is contributing, and I think this is a big week, a good week for that matchup. So Glenn and everyone else, Patrick Creighton, Mike Williams, Denario Alexander, Anthony Armstrong for Washington. Mike Shanahan has said he's their number two guy right now. The ball's going to come his way from Donovan McNabb. So keep those names in mind, and good luck to you, Glenn. Thank you for the email. You're listening to the Fantasy Lowdown here on Patriots.com radio, web radio, at Patriots.com. Going back to the email inbox here, this is from Todd in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Brian, got some questions for you. For the still first place, Evil and Militia. Two different teams that Todd has, and he's got some questions on both. For team number one, pick one quarterback. He's looking at starting Joe Flacco against Buffalo over Ben Roethlisberger at Miami. I could not argue that one at all. Start anyone against Buffalo. Buffalo has allowed at least 30 points in its last four games. At least 30 points a game. Go Joe Flacco. You know, Flacco's numbers are spotty this year, but listen, Buffalo is terrible. Buffalo's terrible. They've got the 29th ranked overall defense in the league. Go Flacco. Let Ben Roethlisberger, you know, he had a solid performance against Cleveland. Tougher battle against Miami. You know, let him work out his kinks this week. Go Flacco. Pick two of the following running backs. He says he's comfortable with Frank Gore at Carolina and Steven Jackson at Tampa Bay. I don't blame you at all. On his bench are Fred Jackson, Ahmad Bradshaw, and Danny Woodhead. All worthwhile guys to have on your team, but no, none of them. Those are depth guys, none of them over Frank Gore or Steven Jackson. Now he's got to pick four from this group, two wide receivers, a tight end, and one flex. And Todd says, from what I've heard, Malcolm Floyd and DeSean Jackson are out this week, plus Dallas Clark is on a bye, so I'm filling out my bench as starters. Well, you're right. Floyd is going to be out. DeSean Jackson is definitely out, and Dallas Clark is on a bye. But Dallas Clark, you may not have known this when you sent this email earlier today, Todd, but Dallas Clark is now dealing with an injury. I believe for him it was a wrist injury that is now out there. He's going to miss some time. Thank you, Jason, for that. Looked like you were a bullpen coach signaling in, or the manager signaling into the bullpen, the right wrist.
Only because I have Dallas Clark on my team. I was just reading his injury.
Go from bad to worse for you.
He's
situation.
On the bench.
All right. Well, he's definitely on the bench this week. Well, if he's on the bench, who's your right? Who's your starter? Or has he been your starter? And
he has been my starter up until this week.
I'll tell you
but
what,
I'm
though.
I'm going with a sleeper who I picked up, I want to say it was in the seventh round of our draft.
Who's that?
You may know him. He's number 87 on your roster.
I think I do know him. Is he Gronkowski?
Yep.
Okay. Well, not a bad sleeper to have. I'll tell you what, though.
Although he's projected to get 0 points right now.
Is that right? Well, tight ends, I'll tell you, is there's a lot of sleepers out there. You look at, I've picked up Mercedes Lewis in one of my leagues. Tony Moyaki is an interesting guy. There's a lot of tight ends out there. And between Clark and, like I mentioned, Gates, JerMichael Finley, a lot of injuries there. Anyways, Todd is going with Michael Crabtree at Carolina. Okay pick. I kind of like Alex Smith. I saw him picking it up a little bit against Oakland last week. I think that continues against Carolina. Carolina with a pretty poor defense overall. Jeremy Maclin at Tennessee, like that a lot. Aaron Hernandez against San Diego, I like that one a lot as well. San Diego, very stingy with yardage, but Tom Brady goes in Hernandez's direction. You only have to worry those two drops he had at the end of last week. Is there anything in his head that he's going to have to deal with for that? And then Danny Woodhead. Now, listen, Todd, Crabtree, Maclin, Hernandez, Woodhead, not what you're looking for week in, week out, but you've got a tough situation with those injuries in the bye. I'd mentioned to you the same names I mentioned at wide receiver, Creighton, Mike Williams, Anthony Armstrong, for guys to pick up. Team two, Whiskey Militia, picked two running backs. He has Arian Foster on a bye, so he's going with Frank Gore at Carolina and Ryan Terrain at Chicago with Fred Jackson on his bench. Not overly impressed with Ryan Terrain. I kind of like Fred Jackson a lot more, but, this week against Baltimore, tough matchup. I'd almost go Terrain and Jackson as a toss-up, both tough road games. I'd personally lean slightly to Jackson, but Terrain is overall in a better offense. You might want to go in that direction. Then he's got Malcolm Floyd on this team as well. So he's going with Anquan Boldin and Devon Bess as his wide receivers. Vernon Davis for San Fran as his tight end. And Benjamin Watson as his flex. He's got Rob Gronkowski and Mike Thomas on his bench. I like who you're going with. And here's what Todd says. Being a Pats fan, I remember what Ben Watson can be, but I think he has found a fit in Cleveland with all three Browns QBs. I don't want to drop Gronkowski. He's good end zone threat, and this is a 14-team league, so players of value can be hard to find on waivers. On the fence on dropping Gronkowski. Well, you are three deep at tight end. You've got Vernon Davis. You've got Benjamin Watson. Now, the fact that you can use tight end in a flex spot tells me that having three tight ends is not a bad proposition to have. I'd hang on to Gronkowski. I certainly would, and I know Cleveland. I can't remember the bye week situations for some of these teams, but I think you might want to hang on until the byes are done, and then see if Gronkowski has a bigger role in the offense. If not, you might be able to dump him. But I agree with you on Benjamin Watson. I think he scored about four touchdowns, and clearly with that Cleveland team not really having a ton of offensive threats, he's definitely a factor in their passing game. Moving on here, more emails that we have. This one is from Ian. Hey, B-Low, I need some of your solid start-sit advice. Pick two running backs from Michael Turner, Maurice Jones-Drew, Javid Best, and Felix Jones. My instincts say Turner and Maurice Jones-Drew. What are your thoughts? My instincts say the same. Absolutely. Michael Turner against Cincinnati. Cincinnati's been shaky in just about all areas. And certainly Maurice Jones-Drew is, even though he's going against Kansas City, a good run defense, and they've got Todd Bowman starting, so you figure that'll be a problem for their overall offense. You're probably safest going with those guys because, Javid Best still worries me. I don't think you're too safe using him necessarily this week. And, you mentioned Felix Jones, who I feel like he's getting more and more looks in that offense. And I'd be safe starting him, but not necessarily above the guys you have there. And what am I saying? Javid Best has a bye anyways this week. So Turner and MJD are your guys, but Javid Best is obviously a guy worth hanging on to. Okay, now he says the tricky one. Pick three wide receivers from the following. Now, Ian, you've got to check out the bye weeks, man. You give me Andre Johnson as a lock, obviously. Well, yeah. 15 weeks out of the year, or 16 weeks out of the year, but not on the week that he has a bye. So he's got a bye this week. You can't start him. Wes Welker, Dwayne Bowe, Michael Crabtree, Mike Williams of Tampa Bay, and Deion Branch. Well, Wes Welker for sure is should be in your lineup. Now, it's an interesting conundrum right now with the Deion Branch effect on Wes Welker, because I feel like there's some similarities, obviously, between Welker and Branch, the roles that they play. And what we saw last week in Branch's first game back with the Pats is that he had a big role in the offense, a huge role in the offense, especially in crunch time, and he caught a ball in the end zone, whereas Wes Welker did not. Welker had some catches. He's still obviously a factor, but you wonder. I need more of a sample size, more games for the Patriots to see exactly how it's all going to shake out with Welker and Branch. So for right now, I still lean toward Welker, because as good as Branch is, as much chemistry as he clearly has with Tom Brady, I wouldn't want to put him in instead of Welker. It wouldn't hurt to have him in your lineup. But if I were you, I'd go Welker. I'd stick with Bo. And personally, you know, I like Mike Williams a lot for Tampa Bay. I really do. And they're hosting St. Louis this week. Pretty poor passing offense. I might go him. It would be a tough call for me, Mike Williams or Michael Crabtree, in this particular week. And I might lean toward Mike Williams, but that's a toss-up. So I'd probably go Welker, Bo, and Mike Williams, although Crabtree is certainly a fine candidate as well. Now, Ian says that some of the waiver options available to him in his league are Nate Washington of Tennessee. Don't like it, certainly as long as Vince Young is, if he's out. Jabbar Gaffney of Denver, not bad, because it turns out Eddie Royal was held out of practice. Doesn't look good for him playing this week against the Raiders, so Gaffney might not be a bad option this week.
Demaryius Thomas.
Demaryius Thomas is a very good option.
Just picked him up.
Yeah, Demaryius Thomas is a very good option, Ian. Keep his name in mind. With Denver, between Royal, Gaffney, Demaryius Thomas, and Brandon Lloyd, all these guys have had pretty good production. Catching the ball from Kyle Orton, it's just hard to say week in, week out who it's going to be. This could be a good Gaffney week. Don't like Lee Evans this year. Although if he's on the waiver wire, he might be a reasonable pickup if you have problems on bye weeks. And then Dez Bryant, pretty good choice. Brandon Gibson, not so much. Meacham and Henderson for New Orleans, yeah, they're good options. It's just that, again, you just don't know which direction Drew Brees is going to go in on any given day. Oh, there she is. Saw a door open, didn't see a person, but a potential special guest has arrived. Many emails to get to here in the Fantasy Lowdown. Let's bang out one more before we take a break and bring in our guest. This is from Ian in Scotland. Hey, B-Lo, I've had my worst ending to a fantasy week ever. Ever? Wow. That's a long time. Here's how it went. When the dust settles on Sunday night, I'm leading by 4.5 points. One player each to play on Monday night in the Jacksonville-Tennessee game. I have Maurice Jones-Drew, my star running back, against his lowly kicker, Rod Baronis. Chalk up a win, right? Wrong. MJD gets only 6.5 points. Baronis gets 12 to beat me by 1 point, leaving me demoralized and trailing the league at 2-4. I need answers. What is wrong with Turner and Maurice Jones-Drew? I know they're quality players. When will they start producing at that level? So I'm desperate. I'll appoint you GM this week and give you control of my team. I need to start a QB, 2 running backs, 3 receivers, a tight end, a kicker, and a defense in an 8-team league. So my players should be of better standard than what you're used to in the 12-plus team leagues. Wow, Ian. Boy, that's a tough hit. And what time was that game in Scotland? That game must have been about starting around 2 in the morning, I'd say. If a night game starts here at 8, probably about 2 in the morning. That's what I'd say. Anyways, here's his current squad. Matt Schaub, who's on a bye, Joe Flacco, and Michael Vick. No questions asked. You're starting Joe Flacco this week against Buffalo. Running backs, Turner, Maurice Jones-Drew, Javid Best, Chris Ivory, Felix Jones. Well, here's the thing. Jones-Drew is a guy to worry about a little bit because his production's been down and their quarterback problems are going to shut down, could shut down that offense overall. That could be a tough problem for you. Consider Chris Ivory this week in lieu of Maurice Jones-Drew. I'm high on Chris Ivory this week, and Maurice Jones-Drew, especially with Todd Bowman as quarterback, I might go Turner and Ivory. Now, your wide receivers, you got Johnson on a bye, Andre Johnson. So you got Larry Fitzgerald, yes, Wes Welker, Deion Branch, Michael Crabtree, Terrell Owens, and Tampa's Mike Williams. I'd probably go Fitzgerald, Welker, and maybe Crabtree, although you got to keep Terrell Owens in mind because of the big games he's had the last couple weeks. Going against Atlanta, a shaky pass defense, tough call there between Crabtree and Owens. But I'd probably go Fitzgerald and Welker, and then, Owens probably took care of all of his big games at once. Maybe go Crabtree. And then your tight ends, Aaron Hernandez, Jason Witten. You're going to go Witten, although he's been banged up a little bit. Hernandez might have a breakout game. I still feel like you might have to lean toward Jason Witten most cases. And then Gostkowski, Ravens D for sure. You're going to want to go Ravens D against Buffalo. Since I'm also top of the waiver wire, maybe worth noting that one of the other players has just dropped. Steve Smith of Carolina, Mike Tolbert, and Ricky Williams. Should I pick up any of these players, and for whom? I'll tell you what. Steve Smith of Carolina, not a bad choice because I think Matt Moore likes throwing to Steve Smith, and I think he's healthy. Mike Tolbert, no. Ricky Williams, certainly not this week against Pittsburgh. I'd consider Steve Smith, but you've got no obvious candidates to drop. Unless you want to make a deal somewhere and you've got three quarterbacks, and after this week you've got Schaub and Flacco, maybe see if someone wants to take Michael Vick off your hands and be able to open up a spot to pick up Steve Smith. That's what I'd say, Ian. Thank you very much for the email from Scotland. You're listening to the Fantasy Lowdown here on Patriots.com Radio. Just about halfway through the show for this week. Many emails still to get to, and the one and only Lindsay Petruni as well, right after this.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's got to be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian, you can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057. And you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only. Equipment charges, taxes, and fees and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open!
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Now's your chance to hit a B-low on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-543-7482.
We're back here on the Fantasy Lowdown, week number 7 on the NFL slate. Brian Lowe here taking your emails and calls, webradio at patriots.com. You can call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, as you just heard, 508-543-7482. Joining me now in studio, not the first time, hopefully not the last time, Lindsay Petruni, who she and I take care of all of our web programming on patriots.com. But she, well, before she even was hired here, she told me about her fantasy football prowess. My eyebrows were certainly raised, and she's proven it. She knows her stuff, so we have her in from time to time.
I did beat you, Bilo, so I mean.
This might be true. This might be true.
Zing.
Oh, might be
this
true.
Might be true. Anyways.
Did you notice where I sat, too, today when I walked in? I'm actually across from you instead of sitting next to you so that we can actually see each other when we're talking.
Across from me would be right there. People All can't right. see me pointing, but you're at a diagonal angle from me.
I'm All not right. the brightest guy in the world.
Jason, tell me if I'm wrong. Wouldn't a cross be right?
I was trying to be nice,
there's a
seat, you know? I mean,
there's a seat directly across from me.
I just
you
want
could
to say
sit,
that
you can sit wherever you want.
She's been on the air for no more than a minute and a half, and you're already arguing.
Well, I mean, she said she's sitting across from me, and she's
I
not.
I just thought
That's
this
saying,
was
Jason.
More ideal than my previous seat.
It
the
is
first
more.
First week I was on the fantasy
it is, it
I'm
is more ideal.
Y'all, but you know what?
It is more ideal.
It's fine.
It is more ideal.
All right, let's move on.
Let's move on. Anyways, Lindsay, hey, let's start from scratch. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good.
I'm actually,
how's your fantasy team
until
doing?
She came on this show.
Yeah,
well, you know.
Exactly. No. I like. Good thing I like the viewers. I mean, listeners.
When are we going to be simulcast, Jason?
Yeah, Jason.
When are we going to officially you know, this show should be running streaming video on Patriots.com. Might have to work on that.
Really should be. You know,
be
the
great,
first thing.
Great Patriots Today segment.
It would be.
First thing I want to bring up that I noticed immediately about this week. Does the NFL not take into consideration how brutal the bye week, the four teams on bye are this week for fantasy owners?
Yeah,
I mean
good
this.
Teams.
I mean this. You probably have already discussed this. You know,
I mentioned what the team you're
show,
saying
but,
how good.
But
the
this is. I mean, all right. You're. You know, we're missing Manning, Reggie Wayne, Austin Collie, Arian Foster, Andre Johnson, Javid Best, and a Patriots favorite, Mark Sanchez, who I'm sure you know most Patriots fans. Immediately drafted him as yeah. their fantasy quarterback. But.
Yeah, this isn't Cleveland.
But no, I mean, look at the teams on bye week. Look at the studs, you know, on the fantasy studs. It's just who do you start? That this is a big deal. Who do
right.
you start this week?
Well, it goes
it's
to show you.
Show.
It goes to show you that you know as you're drafting your team and as you're managing your team with trades and all that, you have to be cognizant of bye weeks. You can't have you know. Three of your four running backs have the same bye week. You can't have four wide receivers with the same bye week, or God forbid, two quarterbacks with the same bye week. If you did a great job in your draft and had Peyton Manning and Matt Schaub as your two quarterbacks, well, shame on you. You know, they both have the same bye week. So it's a great point, and it's one of the challenges. It's tough being us, isn't it? You know, having you know, being involved in fantasy sports, having more than one team at once. I mean.
Man,
it's really not easy.
It's pretty challenging.
It's really not easy. Well, what are the specific challenges you have? Whether it be some of the teams, you know, your team and start 'em, sit 'em this week, or things that have caught your eye in terms of you know the NFL slate and some fantasy topics.
I know that on one of my teams, my quarterback situation is just really grim. It's just so grim. I thought Favre would have you know. He only has one more touchdown than he has interceptions this season from what I
Brett Favre.
Seven touchdowns, six interceptions, so that's great. In that same league I also have McNabb and Sam Bradford. So it's a very grim quarterback situation for me. And I mean I don't know. That's kind of what sticks out probably the most in my mind. I'm getting a note right now and
yeah.
it says you beat B-Lo 94-59.
Yeah, week one.
90, sorry, I'm trying to cheat and say 55. 94-59 in week one.
Yeah, week one. It was 6 weeks ago.
Thank you for that stat.
Oh, my God, that is funny.
That was great. That was great. Very, very, very smooth on both ends. You know, I'm getting a note handed to me.
you know, it's
but here,
it's
here's
ripping
the
host of the show.
No, but here, you know what the issue with that is? Is that this week I'm actually playing him, Jason, who handed me the note. So, so this is your opportunity for next week, you know. Get him back. I mean, come on. I'm obviously going to beat him.
Well,
so.
I smoked him this past week.
Well, then what is he doing?
I crushed him.
That's when I smoke it.
I crushed him by 30. I beat him by 30. Anyways, we want to get to the emails here, and we're going to get Lindsay's insight on some of these. You know, those of you who have emailed in, and there are many of you who we haven't gotten to yet, you luck out, because not only do you get my expertise, you get Lindsay's as well.
It's nice and, of you. The first nice thing you've said to me all year since I've known you, which
is that right?
Be back in June. So in 4 months, that's probably the nicest thing.
That's because you cut him off on the way into the stadium.
I did cut him
that's
off.
That's true. That's true. Like week one, day one, something like that. Yeah, that was early on. I haven't forgotten that.
You did until now. Thanks, Jason.
You know, actually, it's funny. I every single day through yesterday, I thought about it. And then all of a sudden today, I forgot about it. And Jason reminded me.
Dang,
huh?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yep.
Okay, let's get to it.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm excited.
This email is coming to us off Kabir from Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, C-Bus.
C-Bus.
Buckeyes.
Ohio State, baby.
All right,
who would you start? I wonder what the answer is going to be here. The Pats D against the Chargers or the Steelers D at Miami? Lindsay, why don't you take this one? For those of you who don't know, Lindsay is a Pittsburgh native.
I am, in fact. Well, here's how I feel about it. If James Harrison retires any time before Sunday, maybe consider starting the Pats D. But no, I mean, I don't know. That's a pretty good question, because I feel like the Pats D has really started to gel. I know that last week, Mayo, Chung, and Spikes, who all very young players, Mayo 3 years, Chung 2, Spikes is a rookie, they led the team in tackles. So, I mean, they're really starting to gel. I think, you know, the Chargers have been really good at home, though, at the same time. And the Chargers racked up 38 points against the Jags at home, 41 points against Arizona at home. That's kind of sketchy. So, you know what? I'd probably go with the Steelers, I think.
There's not much probably about it. I mean, Steelers all the way. I mean, there's no doubts at all. No doubts at all. Steelers D. Steelers have not allowed a running back to have more than 40 yards. I think it's 42 yards in any game this year. No running back. They've given up one rushing touchdown, or maybe it was two. I think they've given up 5 touchdowns total. I would start the Steelers D against any team at this point right now. I'd start the Steelers D over anyone when they're facing anyone. The Patriots on the road against a Chargers, against the number one offense in the league. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. Kabir, you're going Steelers D.
Steelers D.
You're going Steelers D. Okay, I don't have a great group of running backs. Who would you start, C.J. Spiller or Tim Hightower? Now, I've been a C.J. Spiller proponent, just because I felt, you know, Buffalo stinks. They took a top 10 pick on C.J. Spiller. Why won't they feature him?
Man,
they haven't
tough,
featured him.
Man. Does this guy? Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I mean, does this guy have any other running? I feel like. You know, check it out. Maybe try to see who's available, because it's like C.J. Spiller against the Ravens D, or do you want Hightower, who, I mean, Seattle, they haven't allowed running backs, you know, many yards at all this season either. They've really held running backs to rushing
Believe
yards.
Believe it or not, the Steelers, the Seahawks have the number 2 ranked rush defense
right.
this year, which you wouldn't imagine. And also, I'll say this about Tim Hightower. Saw this note that Beanie Wells is expected to be the primary ball carrier, I think, this week and going forward, with Tim Hightower remaining a presence on passing downs. So, you know, even Beanie Wells is a tough start this week, just because of how good Seattle's run defense
sure.
has been.
For sure.
If those are your only two options, listen, Buffalo's against Baltimore. Neither one of them is good. I'd probably go Hightower, though, just because.
I'd go Spiller.
You go Spiller? I'm a proponent
of Spiller.
I'd go Spiller
only because, I mean, can't really make, you know, this. They're not similar players, but Danny Woodhead, he had 115 yards of total offense against the Ravens.
That's right.
So, I mean, you know,
no, you're right.
little Danny Woodhead. So, you never know. I mean, the Ravens D, you know, big and bad. Ray Lewis, you know, they think they're big and bad. But the Pats, you know, showed them who was boss last week.
the Pats did all right. Let's not overrate just how good on offensive performance the Patriots had. I mean, they scored 23 points in 73 minutes.
Yeah,
I mean, it was good.
I know.
It wasn't terrible. I feel like I'm half joking.
I feel
like the week is going to come where C.J. Spiller breaks out, especially since they traded Marshawn Lynch. Kind of a toss-up there. Okay, real quick, still from Kabir, which 3 wide receivers/tight ends would you start? Lance Moore, Hines Ward, Kenny Britt, Aaron Hernandez, Steve Johnson, Devon Bess. Eesh. Shaky. Shaky, Kabir. I like Kenny Britt a lot, but you wonder if Kerry Collins is starting at quarterback, how that affects him. Certainly, I think Hines Ward is a good bet. Among all these, I think Hines Ward is
Lance Moore is like a no-brainer.
Lance
against
Moore, I guess,
the Browns.
I guess any of the New Orleans offensive guys, I guess, are no-brainers. So I guess I'd be leaning toward Devon Bess.
Devon Bess is like the sneaky choice, you know? Like, he's the sneaky one in there because
But against the Steelers as well.
The Steelers might double team, you know.
I'll tell you, maybe I'd go Lance Moore, Hines Ward, and Aaron Hernandez. Maybe I would. Maybe I'd sit Kenny Britt because of Tennessee and Kerry Collins. Steve Johnson had, what, 4 touchdowns over 3-week period, but I wouldn't feel comfortable starting him. Maybe I'd go Moore, Ward, and then between Hernandez and Devon Bess, sort of a personal choice situation.
No, you know
right
who,
there.
No, the Steelers will double team Marshall probably. And then, I don't know, I think that kind of leaves Hartline and Bess maybe picking up a touchdown in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But, I think Lance Moore is a good option. Bess is a good option. Hernandez was in there, right, you said?
I did. Yep, that's right. Hernandez as well. Okay, next email we've got here, this one is from Tobias in Västerås, Sweden.
Hey, Tobias. What's up?
How's that for a shout-out, Tobias? Lindsay to Sweden. Okay. Hi, Brian, and thanks for a great show. Team 1, this is a bottom-of-the-roster problem, but it might be just as important in a tight matchup. I'm in a 16-team league. So when Ryan Grant went on IR, I took a hit depth-wise. My only active running backs this week are LeSean McCoy and Willis McGahee. I have James Starks stashed on my bench, so I could drop him for someone on the waiver wire, but in a league this size, it's slim pickings. My options at running back 2 are Willis McGahee, Ernest Graham, LeGarrette Blount, Jerome Harrison, Mike Bell, Adele Betts, or Kenneth Darby. It's not points per reception. Oof. Boy, you've got some problems there, Tobias.
Yeah.
LeGarrette Blount, believe it or not, is an interesting choice for Tampa Bay. You know, he's getting some looks. It's sort of a week-in, week-out thing. Ernest Graham is banged up. I think Cadillac Williams is never a surefire guy. LeGarrette Blount is intriguing. Jerome Harrison was inactive last week in his first week with Philadelphia. Don't like that at all. Mike Bell, Adele Betts, Kenneth Darby, none of these guys do much for me. I guess I'd go McGahee, although there's some weird things brewing with McGahee in Baltimore. I think he was on the trading block. You know, they've got Ray Rice. They've got LaRon McClain.
Yeah, McClain saw some time against the Patriots.
McClain absolutely saw some time. So I'd say McGahee is a stretch, but he might be your best bet. Monitor that Tampa Bay situation.
Right,
because
the Rams defense, they're not bad, but they're not good either. So
right.
that's probably best case scenario.
Probably best
I would
case.
Say.
Okay, team 2
if
from
you
Tobias.
Crown them, then crown their ass.
There you go. Team 2, no point per reception here either. I need to sit one of Ahmad Bradshaw, Peyton Hillis, and Thomas Jones.
Can he trade one of those to the other team?
You know, you've mentioned that to me sometimes.
I always want to do that because I have Dustin Keller and Antonio Gates in the same league, and my tight ends in the other league are like Greg Olson and
here's a
Keith
hint.
Miller.
Here's a hint
Come
for
on.
That first league. Find someone else. Keller and Gates this week. Don't like either one.
Well, I know.
Okay.
We've talked about this.
Yeah, but I don't know if we've talked about this particular week.
G Bilo, why don't you like Keller?
Exactly.
Where's the sound effect, Jason? Come on.
Bilo
doesn't like Dustin Keller. He's on a bye week.
We have a new producer. it's a new producer we have.
I'm not
today.
The brightest guy in the world.
There we go.
All right.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world. I'm
okay.
not the brightest guy in the world.
Wait, Kevin, you said, when's
I'm not
Kevin
the brightest
coming back?
Guy in the world.
When's Kevin back?
He'll be back next week.
He'll be this back is, next week? Okay, good.
This is a news flash from the Fantasy Lowdown. Antonio Gates is injured. Dustin Keller has a bye week, and Bilo doesn't like either one of
Don't
them.
Don't like either one
wow.
this week. Don't like either one this week. Okay, need to sit one of Ahmad Bradshaw, Peyton Hillis, or Thomas Jones. Might seem straightforward.
Brilliant!
But I'm thinking there's a possibility the Browns will be behind and throwing, and the Chiefs will be ahead and running it in the second half. Okay, so he needs to sit one of those three. I think Peyton Hillis is the guy to sit. Because he was limited in practice again this week, going against New Orleans. He's got a quadriceps injury. I'd probably sit Peyton Hillis. I'd probably keep Ahmad Bradshaw and Thomas Jones in there. Hillis against Baltimore. Of those three, if the question is who do you sit, it's Peyton Hillis to me. I don't know if Lindsay has any other.
I like all three, so I don't think you can. I mean, those are three good backs. I don't think you can really go wrong. Well,
I think
you know,
the injury. But, I think the injury point. The injury situation.
I don't know. I actually. It's so tough. It's the same kind of situation with the Chiefs as it is with the Cardinals. It's like you don't know which running back is going to have more carries from week to week. So I know Thomas Jones blew up last week, but I don't know. You know, you never know if they're going to give it to Jamaal Charles this week. So that's a tough one. I don't know if I'd sit Hillis though either, because he's been pretty consistent.
So you go.
I might sit Bradshaw, to be honest with you, because that's the same kind of situation. And you know what? Jacobs had a good week last week.
He did have a good week. They both had a really good week. It wasn't like Jacobs had a great week at Bradshaw's expense. I mean, certainly, you know, when they're splitting carries, it's a, you know, it both guys lose value a little bit. But you know, I think the Giants this week, you know, at Dallas. Dallas is reeling. They have a decent defense, but I don't think
Dallas
I'd
is desperate.
True, but
so desperate.
But that doesn't mean that they're going to stop the
doesn't
run.
Doesn't really have anything to do with any.
I don't see. I don't
saying how desperate they are.
Oh, okay. I don't think you start. I don't think you sit. I don't think you sit Bradshaw. I don't see how you can do that. Fantasy Lowdown Web Radio at Patriots.com is our email address. We're joined by Lindsay Petruni. Next email is from Gustavo in Porto Alegre, Brazil.
Gustavo.
How about that? Hey, B-Lo, I'm 5-1 in my league with your help, and I need some tips again.
Nice, B-Lo.
There you go. Pick three of these wide receivers. These emailers don't lie, Jason. These emailers don't lie.
They buy him lunch, obviously.
Yeah, a few of them. Hey, we got to pick that up a little bit, too. Thanks for reminding me. If I've helped you out, Gustavo, you know, you can buy me lunch. No, I'm just kidding, Gustavo. You are a great emailer from Brazil. We appreciate it. Okay, pick three of these wide receivers. Anquan Boldin against Buffalo, he says a must start, I suppose, and he's right. Brandon Marshall against Pittsburgh. Roy Williams against the Giants. Hines Ward at Miami. Danny Woodhead at San Diego. Brady now has Branch and Welker in the slot, so I dropped Welker and picked Woodhead. Bad move? Thanks again, my friend. Sorry, Gustavo. I am going to say... not a great move.
Yeah, no boy,
Danny
no.
Woodhead has been fascinating, and he's been a revelation. But from a consistent week-in, week-out basis, once we get to January, I think we'll look back at the season and see that Wes Welker was definitely the more productive week-in, week-out fantasy option.
Nice little player.
It would never be against picking up Danny Woodhead at this point, but I wouldn't have done it at expense of Wes Welker. But back to your question. Who you have is who you have. Anquan Boldin absolutely is a must-start. Brandon Marshall, you know, he's been a tricky one this year. I don't know what you think, Lindsay, of Brandon Marshall so far this year. I can't see sitting him in any given week because he has catches. He hasn't had a lot of touchdowns. You know, I can't see sitting him in place of Roy Williams, Hines Ward, and Danny Woodhead. I mean, among these five, he's one of the top three. You don't agree?
I don't know.
You don't
agree.
You would say that
he's projected to get 16 points against your team this week.
Projections mean nothing,
I know,
Jason.
But I'm just saying.
Here's the thing. I'm trying to figure out why his production hasn't been what it should be, really, because Henny's, you know, not a bad quarterback. There are other two options. I know we just talked about how Devon Bess could have a touchdown this week potentially, but like Fasano, Hartline, Bess, I mean, none of them are like that great. You would think he would somehow be able to get the ball, which Henny has been able to get him the ball a few times, but against the Steelers, that's my only concern is the Steelers defense. So I don't really like the Woodhead. Marshall, I feel like I could really never bench him though. That's
right.
The thing. I mean,
exactly.
You get that, you know, that feeling in the pit of your stomach. You're like, when you go to click bench, you're like, I can't do it.
Can't
so,
do it either.
No, I mean, I say Boldin, Marshall, Williams.
I'd say I'll
need to start.
I think I'd agree with you there, and I think Hines Ward is very, very close to Roy Williams.
It's going to be all Mike Wallace this week.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
Well, you know, last
From
week...
60 minutes?
That's right. Last week, Ward, Wallace, and Miller all scored a touchdown. As Brandon Marshall, voice of Brandon Marshall, flashes on our screen here from ESPN. I'd probably lean toward Roy Williams as well, but I'd say Hines Ward is a reasonable option. So thank you, Gustavo, for checking in with us.
Thanks,
Paul,
Gustavo.
Paul in London, a weekly emailer. Hey, Brian, a few start-sit questions from my variety of leagues. In an 18-team league, flex starter, would you go Chris Ivory, Chester Taylor, or Brandon Gibson? Lawrence Maroney is a free agent in this league. Does he have any fantasy value at all? For this week, there's no question about it. Chris Ivory is your guy among all those. He is going to be the primary ball carrier for a team going against Cleveland. Chris Ivory is your guy. No Lawrence Maroney. Do not worry about Lawrence Maroney. Brandon Gibson, he's a reach. I kind of like him, but not over Chris Ivory as a flex starter. Lindsay, any thoughts there?
I mean, yeah, we talked about Ivory a little bit. I mean, there's just no way against the Browns.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You're starting Chris Ivory.
Yeah.
Okay, now he goes to the PFW, the Patriots.com league that he's in with me. At quarterback, Peyton Manning is on a bye, so I have a choice between Josh Freeman, Carson Palmer, and Matt Hasselbeck. I'm leaning toward Freeman right now. Well, I'll tell you what, I lean toward Hasselbeck. Love the matchup. Seattle offense at home against Arizona. They've given up a ton of passing touchdowns. I'd go Hasselbeck, then Freeman, then Palmer among those three, if you're asking me. I'd go Hasselbeck. And then pick two from Dez Bryant, Justin Forsett, Danny Amendola, Dexter McCluster. Tough call here. I guess I'd go Dez Bryant. I'm not overwhelmed by these options at all.
I'm overwhelmed by how quickly you're reading them when I don't have a laptop in front of me, below.
That's part of the challenge. That's part of the challenge for you. Dez Bryant.
Okay.
I don't really like Justin Forsett because I think Marshawn Lynch is going to be the guy there for Seattle. I like Danny Amendola, the Denario Alexander factor. He became such a heavily targeted guy last week, but I still think Amendola, I think Amendola might be your guy there. To me, it's between Bryant and Amendola. Don't like McCluster fantasy-wise. Don't like Forsett. All right, Lindsay's going Bryant. I'm going to go Amendola right there. But that's a toss-up to me. Quickly from Paul, on my other leagues, these are real quick ones, Lindsay.
All right,
let's see
if
we can do them.
I'm ready.
Darren McFadden or Felix Jones? I did just see a note that Darren McFadden is, I think, coming back. I think he's coming back this week, but shaky. Mm. So McFadden or Felix Jones? I'd probably go Jones.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think only because McFadden's shaky, though, right?
If McFadden's limited and Bush has done okay, I'd go Felix Jones.
I don't like that Dallas running back situation at all.
Tough one to figure. Tough one to figure. Okay, Mercedes Lewis or Vasante Shenko?
Ooh.
Now, with Lewis, they've got Todd Bowman throwing the ball at Kansas City, Vasante Shenko, Minnesota at Green Bay. That's almost a toss-up to me.
Shenko, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've liked Lewis, but I'd probably go Shenko just because of the respective quarterback situations. That would put it in my favor. Yeah.
Hey, Bilo, why do you think NBC planned Minnesota at Green Bay for prime time on Sunday night? Is there a reason? Like, did one of the quarterbacks, like, did the quarterback from Minnesota, like, did he, like, used to play in Green Bay or something?
I always will be a Packer.
I don't even know who he's talking about there, but any chance for the Ryan Longwell return to Green Bay, I think, is just a huge story that NBC couldn't pass up.
But I want to watch Brett Favre.
Oh, Favre. I heard. That's right, Favre.
Brett Favre.
Forgot about that. Favre. Two from Devery Henderson, Anthony Armstrong, Brandon Gibson, Lee Evans, Jonathan Stewart. Too fast for you, Lindsay?
No, Lee Evans and Devery Henderson. Boom.
Okay, give me Devery Henderson, Anthony Armstrong.
Yeah, I like Lee Evans.
I don't mind Lee Evans. Don't like him against Baltimore, and I do
who
like
else
Anthony
they got?
Armstrong.
Who else do they have to throw to?
Who said anyone's going to make a lot of catches?
I didn't say that, but, I mean, you know, Fitzpatrick, he did work here in New England.
He's got Roscoe Parrish. He's got Steve Johnson. These guys have done all right. Give me Henderson and Armstrong. 2 QB league as his second QB, Sam Bradford or Colt McCoy?
I like Sam Bradford.
Absolutely, yep. Bradford, although McCoy looked all right last week against Pittsburgh. Jay Cutler or Kyle Orton? No question, Orton.
Yeah, Orton.
Cutler, you can have him.
Orton's been on my bench in one of my leagues.
And he's been producing.
He's going to start for me this week over Eli, for
Jamal Charles or Benjarvis Green-Ellis?
Ooh, that's,
kinda like
that's an intriguing one.
Here's the thing. Green-Ellis, I could always see Green-Ellis having a game like last week where he scores a touchdown but just doesn't have a ton of production.
Yeah, unless Woodhead comes in and swipes away all his carries.
And then, did you have one, Charles or Green-Ellis?
I'd probably just go. Green Ellis is a little safer, I think, than Charles because of Jones and their situation.
And finally, two from Johnny Knox, Santana Moss, or Dwayne Bowe. Kind of like Bowe against Jacksonville.
I like Moss a little bit.
All right, I'd probably go Moss and Bowe.
Moss and Bowe, yeah.
And I might sit Johnny Knox.
Yeah.
All right, Paul, thank you for the email.
Thanks, Paul.
Banging through a few more of these as we wind down here on the Fantasy Lowdown. This one right here is from, oh, Mikey Vandalism. Mikey Vandalism from East Haven, Connecticut.
What type of vandalism does Mikey
vandalize? He does not specify in his emails to us. Okay, two quarterbacks.
He's notorious.
Until you see a B low across like the.
No, he's notorious highway. For sending in MP3 emails instead of actually writing them.
Is that right?
And he usually uses. In
interesting. Did not know this. Did not know this.
Quality.
All right, want to get to as many emails as I can here in the last 5 minutes. Two QBs. Tom Brady at San Diego, Favre at Green Bay, Sam Bradford at Tampa.
Brady.
Brady and Favre, or Brady and Bradford?
Bradford.
I might go Brady and Bradford.
Favre's terrible.
Three wide receivers. All right. Wes Welker at San Diego, Mike Wallace at Miami, Eddie Royal at Oakland, Robert Meacham at Cleveland, Kenny Britt at Philly, Tampa's Mike Williams at St. Louis.
I go Wallace and Royal.
Pick three.
And Welker.
The W's.
Yeah.
Not really, because Royal.
No, yeah, I'm like, what?
Welker,
just,
Wallace.
Just went along with it.
Welker, Wallace,
I'm not
and Royal.
The brightest crayon in the book. What
yeah,
did you say?
That one might now.
I'm not right. The brightest guy in the world.
I'm
Vernon Davis at Carolina or Aaron Hernandez at San Diego at for tight end? I think you got to go Davis.
Davis.
You got to
yeah.
go Davis.
I mean, Hernandez is good, but, you know, rookie, sketchy.
Yep.
Sketchy.
Interesting.
Sketchball.
Sketchball. Because of the tattoos? What do you...
No.
Okay.
You just don't know. I don't know. Maybe the Gronk will have all the receptions
it could be
this
the Gronk.
Week. You just don't know.
Three running backs out of these four. This is not bad. This is a tough one. Actually, it's not really a tough one. He's got good running backs. Adrian Peterson at Green Bay.
Yep.
Yes. Rashard Mendenhall at Miami. Yes.
Mendenhall is ridiculous.
Chris Ivory at Cleveland. Yes. Danny Woodhead at San Diego.
How many do we pick?
Pick three.
Well,
there's
yeah.
no question asked.
Yeah.
And he's got Jarvin Best in the bye.
You are putting Woodhead in this like elite cat. I mean, he's good, but he's not that good yet.
But then he also has a final question here.
Okay.
The flex, pick one of the rest of those guys. So without going through all of them, maybe Danny Woodhead or Aaron Hernandez are your flex.
Yeah,
there you go.
I mean, Danny Woodhead only because he gets the receptions and the carries. That's the bonus of Danny
Woodhead.
That's
right. Okay, next email here. This one is from, who do we have here? Harry in Las Vegas. Hey, B-Lo, getting off to a slow start this year with my fantasy teams. Thought maybe you could help. Who would you start this week? Aaron Rodgers versus the Vikings or Joe Flacco versus the Bills? Now, that's a tough one because when can you... Do you bench Aaron Rodgers?
I like Flacco.
I like Flacco a ton this week.
Yeah.
Do you bench Aaron Rodgers? You know, maybe you do in this case.
He has to. I mean, he's lucky to have two good QBs. Why is he getting off to a slow start? Maybe
because of the next questions we're going to get to. Michael Crabtree versus the Panthers or Eddie Royal versus the Raiders? It's going to be Crabtree because now Royal is banged up. There's a chance Royal, he's got a groin injury. So I think you're going Crabtree. And lastly, I've got Phillip Rivers, Kevin Cobb and Matt Ryan at QB all on one team's roster and want to try to trade one to free up some space. Which one would you select to attempt to trade and why? So Rivers,
you're going to get the most for Cobb because he's put himself in a pretty elite category. And I mean, if you want to go that route, I mean, you know, he might, we don't know if his time's limited or not because Vic might get the start, you know, next. We don't know. We just don't know.
Well, I'd say the safest of all those is probably Ryan.
Ryan, but who, I mean, who wants, is Matt Ryan like, oh, I can't wait to trade for Matt Ryan?
Well, it depends
on
what,
I don't know.
Depends on what other teams
have.
It
depends on what he's trying to get out of the trade,
right.
You know?
The problem with Rivers right now is that they are so depleted at all their skill positions. So Rivers right now probably doesn't have a ton of value. You're right, Lindsay. I say Kevin Cobb has the most value, and he's probably the best guy to trade because 2-3 weeks down the line, Michael Vick could be back in there. If you're going to try to trade one of those, Harry, I definitely would go Cobb. I think we both agree on that one.
Depending on what kind of player you need. If you need a really good player, go with Cobb. If you need an average player, go with Matt Ryan.
Exactly. Matt from Morgantown, West Virginia. Love listening to the show. Keep up the good work. I've had some serious injury issues with my team, and I'm trying to patch up my team. I'm pretty good at QB and running back, but I lost your Michael Finley, and Aaron Hernandez is my only tight end left.
Oh, my arm. It's broken.
I also lost Mark Clayton a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I could use some advice. Those are some tough hits.
Yeah.
Clayton, I mean, Finley, because he's probably a high draft pick. Clayton, because he's probably a guy you took on the waiver wire and were thrilled with.
Yep.
So it's a 12-team point-per-reception league. QB, not sure what he's asking here, but he needs two wide receivers out of these. Jeremy Maclin, Michael Crabtree, Deion Branch, Jabbar Gaffney. Love Maclin this week because DeSean Jackson's out. Cobb is on a roll. I like Maclin a lot. I like Crabtree a lot as well. Not all that high on Branch because
really?
In general, I am. I think he's going to be productive. I just don't think he's going to be a – I think he's – put it this way. I think Branch is going to be a better real football player for the Patriots than he's going to be a fantasy player. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just never been
I'd
a big touchdown
Branch.
Guy.
Roll the dice, you know.
See if
Brady throws to him as much as he did last
Branch
week.
Branch and Maclin?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd probably go Maclin and Crabtree, but I'd actually put Gaffney ahead of Branch. Orton's been on fire. Royal might be out. I like Gaffney this week. I'd probably go Maclin, Crabtree, Gaffney, Branch. But he also has a flex position. Choose between any of the above receivers, also LeSean McCoy or Ryan Terrain.
Terrain.
McCoy over McCoy.
Yeah.
Terrain.
I don't know. Terrain had a good game last week.
Terrain had a good game last week, but
it was LeSean McCoy. All right? Is he all right?
I'm not
That's
sure.
I mean,
think he is. I think he is. I think Jason's going to check on that for us, but I think he is.
If he's, if he's close to 100%, then, which I don't know if he is, then yeah, obviously, but while, I thought he was still hurting a little bit.
While Jason's checking on that, and as we wrap up here, one last email. This is from, I'm not sure the name, but from Lima, Ohio. Hey, guys, quick question.
Lima, Ohio. I know where that is.
You do?
Yeah, there's a Sheely's there. I used to go to it all the time.
Sheely's, of course.
Oh, wait, maybe that's different. Maybe it's north. Like, I used to go to North Lima. Maybe
it's
that's
from,
not the same
this
thing.
This is from Slim the Jim, Behovehoff. Behovehoff? Behovehoff? Behovehoff?
I don't know if it's the Lima that's like east of, the, like in the east part of the state or
one.
The west part of the state. Yeah, there's
two.
There's
Lima,
like a
Ohio.
North Lima. That's in the east part of the state, and then there's a Lima that's in the west part.
Boy,
of the
that
state.
Sounds like it would be Massachusetts with all our norths and wests and things that don't make sense.
I don't know. Anyway.
Quick question as we wrap up. Hey guys, Jonathan Stewart was recently cut and is on waivers. Is he worth picking up at this point or nah? Thanks.
Or nah.
That's what he said. Or nah. Jonathan Stewart. Maybe worth picking up, but it's more D'Angelo Williams on that team. And
I'd say how many people can you have on your roster? You know, you don't want to drop somebody that
right.
Has
it
less
depends
value,
on what you know. I mean, he's
value,
he's not a terrible option,
right.
But it depends on who you have, who you're
right.
Starting. All right, as always here on the Fantasy Lowdown, we're email driven, and I can't thank you guys enough
Thanks,
for how
guys.
Many emails we've gotten the last couple of weeks. We've gotten so many emails, Lindsay, that I haven't been able to get to them all in this hour. So,
LeSean McCoy. Probable.
LeSean McCoy, probable. I think you go LeSean McCoy
and
there.
You have a question to ask, don't you?
I do have a question to ask. First of all, I want everyone to keep up the emails, but here's a tip. Get your email in early. Email me during the week. Email webradio at patriots.com before Thursday to ensure that your email will be read. Now, as I did last week and as I'll do this week, I will respond to you individually off air with the answers to your questions on the email. But
so
again,
nice of you.
Well, I'm
email us
yeah.
Email us off air. I'll get to you within the next 24 hours, I promise. Now, a question we want people to email in. We've had three key guests in studio this year. We've had Lindsay Petrucci, who joins me on Patriots today. We've had Nick, Boston accent, kind of a putz, right?
His real name's Scrappy.
Kind of a putz.
I don't
His
know
name
why
is Scrappy.
Call him Nick.
And then last week, the wildly intelligent Bob Doyle. Who of the three is your favorite guest that we should have in more frequently than the others? Whoever's last place will never be on the show again. Whoever's first place will be on at least three more times this year. And whoever's second place will throw a bone and get that person back in.
Right. I mean, who's helping your team the most? The avid listeners of the show. Who's offered the best fantasy
yeah,
expertise?
Exactly.
That's what,
well,
what
I mean,
you gotta factor
I mean,
in.
Second best to me. Anyways. This is the Fantasy Lowdown every Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern on Patriots.com, available as well as a podcast. Thank you very much, Jason. Good having you here for a little,
I missed you, B-Lo.
A little blast from the past. Lindsay, thank you for
Thanks,
being
B-Lo.
In. Thanks to all the emailers
Thanks
and all the listeners.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thank
we
you, everybody.
Very much.
Don't forget to catch Patriots Today tonight on Patriots.com.
You sure can. Catch Patriots Today every day, and we'll catch you next week right here on Patriots.com, the Fantasy Lowdown.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.